Blog Talk Radio.
Hello students, welcome to our lesson summary review for today. We're going to be continuing with the course Bible Ethics, and we're on session 5 this week, which is entitled God Gives You Standards for Living. Now this session will help the student identify and apply scriptural principles when making decisions in daily life. Now, as we always do, students, we want to take time for personal preparation as we prepare to teach and to study this lesson. There may be some of you who are facing difficult decisions, and this lesson will help you to make right decisions. So we're going to pray for each and every staff member and student, as well as our alumni and those listening to this teaching around the world, that each of us will be sensitive the signs of spiritual drifting in our own life as well as in the life of those who are around us. And don't be worried or anxious if you don't find yourself growing as quickly or as well as others. And the same is true that if you're teaching this course, people grow at different stages, but we're going to pray for each of us to be sensitive to signs of spiritual drifting in the lives of those that are around our lives. Also, if you are a church leader or a church member, or one of your members may have stopped attending church service. If you're teaching classes, perhaps one of your students has stopped attending classes. We want you to try to contact, call, or meet with that person. And you may just want to check on them and say, we've missed you and we were concerned about you. Is there anything that I can pray with you about? So we never want to just simply say, I will be praying for you, and then hang up. We always want to pray with the person before hanging up or before leaving their presence. So even now, let us go ahead and seek the face of God as we prepare to study session 5 of the course Bible Ethics, God Gives You Standards for Living. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We adore you. We magnify and exalt your name. We recognize and acknowledge that you are sovereign, that you are God. And besides you, there is no other God. You are our creator, our sustainer. You are our peace. You are our hope. You are our deliverance. You are our healer. You are our provider, and we thank you. I pray and I thank you for each and every student and staff member of Grace Bible College and Seminary. I pray for every person listening to the sound of my voice even now, that their hearts and minds will be opened up to the spiritual truths that you reveal in this lesson. I pray for those who may be drifting spiritually, that they will find security and safety in Christ. We pray for every pastor and leader, that they will be sensitive and given wisdom to lead and to feed the flock of God. So, Father, let your Holy Spirit be with us to teach us your standards for our lives, that we may glorify you in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah, and amen. Praise the Lord. Again, students, I welcome you to our lesson summary review for the course Bible Ethics. We're on session 5, God Gives You Standards for Living. Now, as an introduction for this lesson review, I want you to think about an important decision that you may be facing. And we want you to know that this lesson that we're studying now will enable you to make good decisions that will have God's approval. Now, some people make an important decision without talking or taking God's viewpoint into consideration. Some people make decisions without applying scriptural principles. Then when the decision goes wrong, they get mad at God and say, God, how could you have let this happen to me? So students, if we are determined to have our own way, God will let us have it. But as our loving Heavenly Father, He is always there, ready to receive us when we humble ourselves and when we turn to Him. So let's seek God first in all that we do. There's one scripture that I want to start you off with. If you're taking notes, And I pray that you have your study guide material with you. Now, make note of James chapter 1, verse 5. And I want to read that portion of scripture for you as we prepare ourselves to study this lesson. James chapter 1, verse 5 says this: If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. I also want you to make note of Psalm chapter 32, verses 8 through 9. This concerns God's guidance. And this particular passage from Psalm contains God's promise to counsel us, and it gives us an exhortation to be open to His will. So, students, we need to be more open to God's will, so that we can know His will and be subject or more inclined to follow His will, just as an animal follows the will of his master. So that preps us for what we're going to study in this lesson review. And there are at least, three major headings that we're going to look at from our study guide. And the first one, you can write these down if you like, is we're going to study principles, our standards to live by. The second major section we're going to look at is finding biblical principles. And third, we're going to look at applying biblical principles. So let's start with our first major heading, which is principles, our standards to live by. This first objective asks us to explain the difference between biblical principles and principles of the world. And I'd like for you to go ahead and get a blank sheet of paper and you can write these down. If you haven't already seen it, you can look at page 80 of your study guide. So let's make a chart on our blank sheet of paper with three columns. Three columns. Column number one would be issue. Write the word issue. Next to that, write world's principles. And next, write biblical principles. So we have three headings across the top of your paper: issue, world principles, and biblical principles. And now under issue, the first issue we want to address in this example is money. Write the word money. Next to it, under world's principles, write brings happiness. And then under biblical principles, do not love it. Okay? So what it's saying is that when it comes to the issue of money, the common thinking in this world is that money brings happiness, which we all know is not true. There are a lot of things that has to come into play: health and wealth, family, friends, associations, and the purpose and meaningfulness. All these things have to combine to bring happiness in our life. But the biblical principle is do not love it. So that is the same way we're going to go through the next issues that I'm going to mention to you. The next issue we talk about is success. The world's principle is that success is measured materially. The biblical principle is that success is measured spiritually. Let's go to another issue: love. The world's principle is getting your needs met. The biblical principle of love is self-giving. Another issue, security. The world's principles for security is the accumulation of things. The biblical principles of security is Christ. Christ is our security. As it pertains to the issue of popularity, the world's principles are seeking the praise of men. The biblical principles are seeking God's approval. Another issue, job or employment. The world's principles for a job is to earn money. The biblical principles for a job or employment or business is to glorify God. Let's look at three more issues. Let's say the issue of a lottery. The world's principles of a lottery is to get rich quick. The biblical principles as it pertains to the issue of lottery is stewardship. You don't have to gamble in order to have enough to live a good life, you simply manage the things that God has given you in a way that will bring glory to God. The next issue is an offense. If someone offends you, the world's principle is to retaliate, and the biblical principle is to seek resolution and forgiveness. And the final issue that we look at in this example about the standards to live by is debt. The world's principles of debt, or some of the reasons why that people go into debt, is immediate gratification. The biblical principles for as it pertains to the issue of debt is to avoid it. So that is just some examples of the contrast between some of the world's principles and biblical principles as it relates to the issues that we've listed out for you. So now I want you, students, to identify the principles that were used in making decisions in the following example. Here's an example I want you to think about, and I want you to think about the principles of each of the characters in this example. So say Jim and Sally have just finished paying off their car. Jim wants to buy a new car, just like the one his friend at work has. Sally, however, wants to quit her job when the baby comes and is urging Jim to fix up their present car rather than buy a new one. Now, both Jim and Sally are Christians. Sally has prayed about this for weeks and feels a growing uneasiness in her spirit about making such a large purchase at this time. Jim, however, believes God gave us a brain and he expects us to use it. He hasn't prayed about this decision. So I want you to identify the principles used in making their decisions. Which person would you think has really sought the principles by which we should live by? You may be able to identify one or the other character as applying world's principles as opposed to biblical principles. And I want you to identify them in this example and also use this example to apply to your own life or situations that may be similar to such. Now, so some of the people, you may write down some of the following things about the principles. Some people may say one person is seeking after popularity or success, is willing to go into debt. But I want you to note that a major biblical principle of guidance, which is agreement, has been violated if the decisions that you make affect more than yourself, then others that will be affected by your decisions must also come into agreement with the decision. The decision should be made together. So the husband in this instance that we just talked about has shown insensitivity to his wife's legitimate desire to stay home with their newborn baby. So this is one example of how we can see how the principles by which we should live by should go into effect. Let's take a look at our second major heading for this lesson review, and that is finding biblical principles. Finding biblical principles. The second objective asks us to give an example of a simple method that can be followed for finding biblical principles. Now, here's another some of our examples I'm going to give you, and you can write these down. It would be helpful if you make note of these things. We're going to go over some of the parables in which Jesus taught in the scriptures, and I want you to be able to identify the biblical principle of behavior that is revealed in the parable. So, again, if you have a blank sheet of paper, let's make three columns across the top of your paper. One column, write the word parables. The second column, write the word sources. And the third column, write principles of behavior. Now, let's go to column number one under parables. And let's write down this lamp under a bowl. Lamp under a bowl. List of under parables. This is a parable that Jesus gave And under the source, write Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. And under principles of behavior, write, let your witness be evident. So again, under parables, we write lamp under a bowl. The source is Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. And the principles of behavior is let your witness be evident. And so we're going to follow the same pattern with a few more examples of parables that Jesus gave. And these are some of the things that we can look up to find biblical principles. The next parable is unmerciful servant. The source is Matthew chapter 18, verses 23 through 34. And the principle of behavior that is listed there is be quick to forgive. Let's go to the next parable. A shrewd manager. Source, Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 9. The principle of behavior, help those in need. Let's go over three more. Next parable, a friend in need. The source, Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 8. And the principle of behavior, give even when inconvenient. Another parable, persistent widow. Source, Luke chapter 18, verses 2 through 8. Principle of behavior is pray always, don't give up. And the final parable that we'll look at in this example is the Pharisee and tax collector. The source is Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. The principles of behavior is approach God with humility. So this is some examples of a simple method that can be followed for finding biblical principles. You look up the parable using the sources of scripture in the Bible and identify the principle of behavior that that parable is trying to teach us, or basically what is the moral of that story. You can also look up Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21, and try to identify as many principles of behavior as you can in that particular portion of scripture. That will be a good way for you to get a feel for how the Bible, the writings that were inspired by God, is there to teach us God's ways of doing things as opposed to the world's way of doing things. So we're studying Session 5 of the course, Bible Ethics. Session 5 deals with the fact that God gives us standards for living, and we want to be able to identify and apply the principles to our life and our behavior and decisions. Let's take a look at our third objective, which is principle of stewardship. This objective wants us to define the word stewardship, identify verses dealing with it, and then apply the principle to the major areas of your life. So let me ask you a question, students. If you've studied this lesson, does stewardship means ownership? If you look at the definition at the bottom of page 86 in your study guide, you'll realize that stewardship is not the same as ownership. It is simply managing that which belongs to another. So let's list some of the things that God has given us to take care of or to care for. He's given us time. God has given us talents. He's given us finances. He may have given us children, a job, our physical body, our possessions, and he's also given us his word, etc. I'm sure there are many other things that we can think of that God has given us to care for or to take care of for him. Now, I also want you to make note of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, as it pertains to the issue of stewardship. It'd be helpful if you could memorize that verse. I want to now give you a statement, and I want to see what your idea or thoughts are as it relates to the statement. Our willingness to give reflects the level of our love and trust toward God. Again, make a statement about this, make a comment about this statement. Our willingness to give reflects the level of our love and trust toward God. Write down how you feel about that statement one way or the other. And as we think about that statement, I'd like to share with you that many of us have to learn to grow to trust God in the area of giving, especially when it feels like we don't have enough. But the way that we receive is through giving, even from God. It's one scripture says that when a man gives to the poor, he's lending money to God. So we always want to learn to trust God, even in the area of stewardship, through giving and taking care of our time, talents, finances, children, job, our body, our possessions, managing all those things in a way that will glorify God. Another principle under the heading of finding biblical principles is the principle of service. And this fourth objective asks us to define the principle of service by listing the ways it can affect your way of living. So here's another question I want to give you, students. In what ways is the Christian principle of service the opposite of the human principle of selfishness? I'd like to refer you to Romans chapter 12, verses 10 through 11, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, as well as Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Those three portions of scripture will help you to answer that question about how the Christian principle of service is the opposite of the human principle of selfishness. One is about what we can do for others, and the other is what people can do for us. Which principle do you think is the principle that God would expect us to live by? And if you look at those portions of scripture, I think and I pray that you will be able to reach the right conclusion. Now let's also identify some of the ways in which Jesus exemplified the biblical principle of service. And I want you to note that as we go through these portions of scripture, that we're not looking for specific acts of service as much as his attitude of service. The attitude is just as important as your actions. Some people may say that I'm doing this because I love you, but their attitude is one of disdain or arrogance. So our attitude is just as important as our actions. And in fact, our attitude is what makes the actions genuine. For some examples, you can look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 through 8. You can also look at Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 through 28. And you'll see the attitude of Jesus as he ministered or served the needs of others. He did it with a spirit of humility. And so should we as we go forth. There's a scripture, Old Testament, from the book of Micah that says we should do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly before the Lord our God. Another scripture I want you to take a look at is Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24. That is another great example about service, and I want us to take a quick look at that, and I want us to be able to examine ourselves in regard to this particular portion of Colossians chapter 3, verse 23-24. It reads, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that you are serving." Now, in light of that scripture, let me ask you the question. Does this passage change your perception of your job, business, in any way? And if so, how? So we have one final section that we want to cover in this review. So far, we've studied the principles are standards to live by. We've looked at how to find biblical principles. We've talked about the principle of stewardship as well as the principle of service. Now, the final section, let's talk about applying biblical principles. Our fifth objective asks us to explain the practical nature of the principles studied by applying them to one example. So here's a question. How can we make right decisions? Here are some scripture references I want to give you. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 15. 1 John chapter 5, verses 3 through 4. Romans chapter 8, verse 37 through 39. And a final scripture in regards to that question, how can we make right decisions? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 21 through 22. I want you to look up those portions of scripture and then seek to answer that question from a biblical and scriptural perspective. Now, we have an exercise sheet also that we want to bring to your attention. If you're in the classroom, your instructor will give you a copy of the exercise sheet. If you're studying through Distance Education, we'll try to post it on our Facebook page so that you can go over the exercise sheet and answer the questions as well. So as we've studied through this week's lesson review of the course Biblical Ethics, Bible Ethics, Session 5, God Gives You Standards for Living, I believe that each of us undoubtedly may be facing important decisions even now. So I want to take time to pray with and for you that with God's help, you will make the right decisions. And possibly there may be some students, staff members, and those listening who may be struggling with an addiction of some kind and want to be freed from it. We also want to take time to pray for your deliverance and pray for daily strength to stay delivered. And I want to remind each and every one of you that the key to deliverance and help in making the daily decisions in the right way is prayer and reading God's Word, abiding in His Word and allowing His Word to abide in you. So let us pray even now for those who may be facing important decisions, as well as for those who may be struggling with addictions of some kind, that you will be free from it, that you will stay free from it, that you will gain the wisdom and knowledge and direction that you need to have from God. Father, we thank you today for your living word. For your word is living and active. It divides us under soul and spirit and goes to the intents of our heart. I pray even now, Father, that your Holy Spirit will communicate directly to each and every student and staff member, every person under the sound of my voice, that you will speak to them clearly, that their hearts and minds will be open to hear from your word, O God. Give them a spirit of obedience. Give them courage to act upon your word. And I thank you and I praise you today. For you alone are God, and besides you there is no other God. And you have all wisdom and all power, and you're all knowing, and you're ever present with us, even now. So we thank you and we praise you. In the mighty and master's name of Jesus, we put our supplications and petitions before the throne of grace, with thanksgiving and humility in our hearts. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, students, I thank you again for allowing me this opportunity to come into your home. Allow these lessons to be something that you apply to your lives. Again, we studied session 5. God gives you standards for living. We look forward to our next session. In the meantime, God bless you. And good day.